ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are continuing to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 25, test 45. Sakto parikrita dwara ujastasya studve arana pritat visaya gati artam Tasyan Jyakachanisvaraha. Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Of the 9 gates in that city, 7 were on the surface and 2 were subterranean. A total of 9 doors were constructed, and these lead to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor. Please, we are going to repeat. Of the 9 gates in that city, 7 were on the surface, and 2 were subterranean. A total of 9 doors were constructed, and these lead to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor. Purport. The 7 gates of the body that are situated outwards are the 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, and 1 mouth. These upwards, the face. The 2 subterranean gates are the rectum and the genitals. The king, or the ruler of the body, who is the living entity, use all these doors to enjoy different types of material pleasures. The system of opening different gates to different places is still evident in all Indian cities. Formerly, a capital was surrounded by walls, and one passes through various gates to go to various cities or toward specific directions. In Old Delhi, there are still remnants of surrounded walls and various gates known as the Kashmiri Gate, the Lahori Gate, etc. Similarly, in Ahmedabad, there is a Delhi Gate. The point of this simile is that the living entity wants to enjoy different types of material opulence, and to this end nature has given him various holes in his body that he can utilize for sense enjoyment. Sapta parikrita dwara purastasya stute adha tudve adha pritak visaya gathyartam Tasyanja Kachanesvara. Of the 9 gates in that city, 7 were on their surface and 2 were subterranean. A total of 9 doors were constructed, and this led to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor. So this story, this chapter, 4 canto, deals about the Narada Muni instructions to read Prahina Varnishad. Here is introduced an allegorical description about the story of Puranjana, of the king Puranjana. So Narada Muni is telling King Prahina Varnishad, who was the son, was the father of the Prayetas. Previous chapter, you should remember, Prayatas, they did austerities, tapasya, in the water for 10,000 years. That was in Satya Yuga. So they go into the water and do fasting. Of course, Srila Prabhupada say in the purport, you can do that in age of Kali, because we are not fit for this kind of austerities, you know. Tapasya for ourself is to chant in the holy name, who is the Yuga Dharma, as Mahaprabhu is given. But Narada Muni used appearing this sen. I want just to frame out the scenario of this sloka, who specific points out about the nine gates of the body, because this body is being compared to a city with different gates. As Prabhupada say, as well as in the old cities here in India, are different gates. You can see in Delhi, the red fort, many walls, still remnants of the old city. It was called Hastinapura when they ruled the Pandavas. So here the simile is being used as an allegorical description of the body and the different halls of the body. You know, of words that are two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, a mouth, and two subterranean, that means the genital and the rectum, forever quaking. So this story is being told by Maitreya to Vidura. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Amala Sanghitam is for Paramahansas, no? Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana. It's many stories. So Maitreya spoke to Vidura this teaching. So in the middle of the story came another story. This story is the story of Kim Prahinavarnisat, the father of the Prachetas. The Prachetas, as I say, they did austerity in the water for 10,000 years. Maybe for us that results so much, but taking an account that in Satya Yuga people used to live for 100,000 years, you can compare, you can imagine. Even in Kali Yuga, life spans maybe 100 years is too much. So you take 1/10 of that is 10 years. So you can do tapasya for 10 years. Not fasting, but you can do some tapasya. Here in Vrindavan, there are many tapasvis who are doing for many years austerities. So in Satya Yuga, it was normal to spend 10,000 years with 1/10 of the lifespan in Satya Yuga, as the Prachetas did. No, so much tapasya. So in the meantime, his father, Kim Prahinavarnisat, he was trying to enjoy in fruity activities. That means karmakanda. Karmakanda is the path prescribed in the Vedic scriptures to engage the senses, you know, for elevate the senses for this heavenly planets. It's prescribed, karmakanda. There are two paths. Karma kanda and upasana kanda. Yai sisi gonitai ki jai krishna vlaram ki jai sisi rasama sundalita visakasaki ki jai. So this story is being told Maitreya to Vidura. So in the middle of the story came the position of King Prahinavarnisat, who was engaged in fruitive activities. So the fruitive activities, they not led to Krishna consciousness, who is the goal of life. So Narada Muni came by, and he found the father of the Prachetas, and he said to him, why you are engaged in fruitive activities? That's not going to lead you to the goal of life. Instead of your sons, they are doing tapasya, you are looking for sense enjoyment in the prescribed karmakanda, you know, path. So Narada Muni used star teaching Krim Prahinavarnisat about the self-realization process. So Narada Muni, seeing that he was so entangled in this material conception, too much depending of the bodily pleasure, as in previous classes, Jayadvaita Maharaj was explained, no? To the position of the householder life, no, woman and wife in Krishna consciousness is not going to meet to enjoy. Prabhupada say that Grihastha Ashram is to be Krishna consciousness. Wife and husband should consider that the third element of the relation, the third point of the triangle is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme husband. So as well as there are attraction between women and men, it is natural. Prabhupada say, it is natural. all this story. I want to focus on the sloka and comment. But this is natural. Prabhupada say, women is like fire, men is like butter. So you know what happens when the butter is going to fire. Even all men is they are attracted. That's why in the Banasram system created by Krishna, Bhagavad Gita say, no, guna karma vibhaga saha, no, chaturvanyam maya sestam guna karma vibhaga saha. According to guna, to quality and tendency, one is engaged in different activities and belongs to a specific ashram, grihastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari, sannyasi. So Ajaya Advaita Maharaj was saying in his nice class, the householder life is not for say enjoyment, but to have a partner who help, you know, the other partner, you know, to be Krishna consciousness. Then sex can be regulated because sex is Krishna himself. But that don't mean license to enjoy, you know, indiscriminate way, material enjoyment. Householder life is to control the senses also. What to speak about your ashram, Vairagya ashram, about brahmachari and sannyasi, is almost the same. Control the senses. Because the problem, all this allegorical description telling by Narada Muni to King Prahina Varnisat about the story of Puranjana who came out into their scenario is to relieve of the material conception of life. This is our problem. So this four canto of Bhagavatam is ruling about four chapters about all this story. And Prabhupada at the end of the story say there are many stories in the Bhagavatam who speak about this entangle on the conception, material conception of life. So one who hears this narration as a symbolic description of one who is entangled, attached, you know, to the bodily conception of life, he can be benefit. So this is the role of Narada Muni telling to him Prahina Varnisat, the father of the Prashetat, about this story. So in the middle of the narration came the story of Puranjana. This is the central, the nucleus of this story is Puranjana. Pura means the city, no? Puram, inside the body. And Jana means the living entity, like Harijan, the Jiva, the living entity. So Puranjana is ones who want to enjoy the body. So this is why is an allegorical description. Here is described the nine gates, nine gates of the body compared to the city. And Prabhupada say in the purport, still in all India, there are different walls and gates in the city. So here is being compared in the upwards of the body, there are nine gates, seven there are in the face, the eyes, the nostrils, the hairs, the mouth, and then to subterranean, who is the rectum and the genital. So Sankhya philosophy is described all these indriyas. Indriyas, they are senses. No, here they are not specifically mentioned, but it's in allegorical way. No? So Narada Muni is explained to King Purhani Varnisat the story of Puranjana, who is a story of everybody who is going to enjoy in the material world. The conditional soul who is entangled by the moods of nature, thinking that he is the body. Prabhupada used to say all the time in his classes, you are not this body, but Prabhupada have the potency to make us realize that we are not this body. Because this is the problem of the jiva. The jiva, like Maharaj Puranjana, the King Puranjana, he was so attracted, you know, he looked over, you know, the sense enjoyment. So he looked over the world. Finally he came to Bharatavarsha, which is in the south of Himalayas. Bharatavarsha is India. And he was looking for a beautiful place, but he can't found it because this is the nature of the enjoying. You can use extinguish the fire, putting, you know, gasoline. We say in English gasoline, Prabhu. When you put in the car, you know, gasoline, right? You should extinguish the fire putting water. It can be extinguished. So he was looking. Puranjana, Narada Muni was telling this allegory, but in fact he was speaking about himself. No, Narada Muni, but about the position of King Barhinavan Nisad, the father of the Prachetas. So he told this story. Because sometimes you can teach, you can give shiksha directly to people who is a little foolish, who is so much entangled in the conception of aham sarira, not aham brahmasmi. I am the spiritual, I am part of parcel of the Supreme, so my duty is to be engaged, you know, in the service of Krishna. This is our real position. No, Krishna Swarupa Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. We are eternal servants of the Lord. If we don't want to accept that, as I just said, I came from Spain on a congress and somebody was there, he said, I'm God. No, you are not God. You are servant. I'm not serving anybody. So this is the condition of ignorance. We should get rid of ignorance. That's what Prabhupada say. Tama, you know, is entangled the living entity. Tama guna. So we should come to the platform of understanding. So Narada Muni is explaining in a zigzag way this story of Puranjana to illustrate the position of the conditional living entity, which entangled a material conception of life. So after wandering for so much, you know, in Bharatavarsha, King Prahinavarnisad, he can found a place to satisfy his senses. But finally he came to a city and he found a nice garden. So many slokas running about the description of that garden. So in that garden he found a nice lady, very young and beautiful lady. So he was immediately attracted. That's why I say this is natural, the attraction between women and men. But one who is in Krishna consciousness, he thinks that I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm not white, I am not black, I'm not Indian, I'm not Russian, I'm not that, I am eternal servant of Krishna. So as soon as Grihastha lives consider that relation to be advanced both in Krishna consciousness, we'll be alright. I bhakti no Thakur, if he had many sons. But you are thinking you can enjoy your wife or your husband anyway, as a machine for your sense pleasure, that is wrong. That is wrong. And that is the majority of the situation of the conditional souls in this material world. That's why this canto, the story of Puranjana, is describing our position of the conditional soul who wants to enjoy. So there are specific descriptions about the gates of the body compared to the gates of the city, different indriya senses, different tanmatras, objects of the senses, because I want to see. I is associated with rupa, form. Hair is associated with sadha. No? I with form. Hair with rupa, form. Then I, form. Then hear, sound. Then nostril, smell. So each sense, the five senses, they have working senses and object of the senses associate. That's been described in Sankhya. There are 24 principles in this material world, in this Mahatattva, and there are indriyas, tammatras, and working senses like hands, legs, and organs of generation, like explained this sloka, two subterranean doors, who are the genital and the rectum. Forever question. So further on, Prabhupada explained many interested points in the different purport who came. Because this story is going for long. Purayan Maharaj finally found this beautiful girl in that garden. So immediately become attracted. Because this is the nature of the attraction. His Grihamedi Sutan to say to Cham. Grihamedi, no? Hridaya means the heart. Hridaya grantees, the knot of the heart. We came to this world because we want to enjoy. So the representation of the enjoyment is the women, and for the women is the men. So as soon as we know cut this knot with detachment, with engage in devotional service, with knowledge, then we can rid of avidya. Avidya means knowledge. Avidya means ignorance. So we should understand these things, that the position of Puranjana is the position of the living entity, try to enjoy, you know, in this material world. And will never satisfy. Anyway, when King Parhinavanisad was listening this story from Narada Muni about Puranjana, found this nice girl in the garden. So he married after that girl, he became Puranjani, you know, Puranjani Maharani, Puranjani, the Queen Puranjani. It's also an allegorical, symbolic representation of the intelligent, material intelligence who look after a husband. No, Puranjana was enjoyer, and he want a woman to be enjoyed. So the woman, he was also captivated by him, and finally they married. They beget 1,100 sons and 110 daughters. And then finally that attachment, he was so strong that he took birth as a woman in the next birth. As the Bhagavad Gita say, Yanti Ati Kalevaran. Whatever you are thinking in the time of death, you're going to take that body. So Krishna consciousness to all these stories, Prabhupada explained, I just want to read the last conclusion of Srila Prabhupada about all these stories. This in the Sloka 65 of the chapter 28. We are now in 25th chapter. See more chapter running about all these stories. It's a long story of King Puranjana. And Prabhupada say, the Sloka say, my dear King Prachinavarhi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, is celebrated to be known indirectly. Thus I have described the story of Puranjana to you. Actually, it is an instruction for self-realization. So all these stories, you should understand in the proper frame. You know, many stories in the Bhagavatam to teach about self-realization process. Like Rishabhadeva's teachings to his sons and many other, you know, instructions. Even the Shiva Stotran, the prayers of Lord Shiva to the Prayatas, they are also for self-realization, to know the process, to get rid of the material conception of life. So in the purport, Prabhupada explained very nicely the whole synthesis of this story. He says, there are many similar stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam for self-realization and also in other Puranas. As stated in the Vedas, Paroksya Priya Hiva Devaha, there are many stories in the Puranas that are intended to interest ordinary men in transcendental subjects, but actually these refer to real facts. They are not to be considered stories without a transcendental purpose. Some of them refer to historical facts. One should be interested, however, in the real purpose of this story. So what is the real purpose of this story? Prabhupada wants to emphasize this point. Indirect instruction is quite unstable for a common man. Factually, the path of bhakti yoga is the path of hearing directly about the pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevana. The process, Navanga process. But those who are not interested in hearing directly about the activities of the Lord and who cannot understand them can very effectively hear such stories and fables in this one narrative by Narada Muni. So this is the bottom line of this story. Puranjana is a position of a conditional living entity who is a struggler here. Everybody is a struggler. She's still not come to the platter of liberation. Sarva Bhuta Prasanna Na sochati na kanchati sarva sarve subhutesu ma bhakti namate para. But everybody is a struggle. Hardly. Karshati. What is that verse? He is a pandit also. That verse is the position of the jiva, who is struggling with the senses and with the mind. Mama evanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manasastani indriyani prakritisani karshati. Karshati is a specific Sanskrit word, meaning it's very hard. Like Durga, this material world is hard. Why this exists, this material world? Because we want to enjoy. It's the same position of Puranjana, the living entity who wants to enjoy. So householder life is not for enjoyment. But to speak about sannyasi life, we see many cases that falling down. So why? Not become serious about controlling the senses. Ajaya Advaita Maharaj was saying, not only study Vedas, but control the senses, you know. Because you are associated with the senses as Puranjana, as the kings you want to enjoy, then you become aducha krichena patantiyatha, fall down to the material condition of life. So Krishna consciousness means bring the consciousness to the high platform. That's the Rupa Goswami teaching. Devotional service should be performed jnana karmadhyani anuvritam anukulena Krishna Nusinamam Bhakti Rutam. Bhakti Rutama, pure devotional service that we are looking for, Shuddha Bhakti, without any motivation. You do humble service, devotional service according to your guna and karma, and give every single resource to the Lord. And then you become happy. Otherwise, it's a problem. That's why we see in the many devotees in Krishna consciousness for many years, but still not away Krishna prema, no love for Krishna is there. It's a tinge, it's covered. Why? I detected. It's all my experience. The root cause of all this problem, we are not chanting purely the holy name of the Lord. Nama chintamani Krishna shaitanya rasa vigraha purna sudha nitya muktas vinatvang nama namino. Purna sudha, pure, completely pure. The holy name, the name of the Lord is completely pure. Abhinatvang nama namino is same as Krishna, not different from Krishna. So if we chant purely sudha nam, then everything can be revealed and the heart can be clean. Chetto darpana marjanam. Darpana means a mirror. So mirror should be clean because sometimes dust coming polluted, like or room we should clean the floor of our room every day. So we should always be aware and keep our heart clean that we can call for Krishna. We all of us we have a meeting with Krishna every day, personal, not only the deities, but in the form of the holy name. When you are chanting your japa, you have a connection, the deadly connection with Krishna. You know, with Goloka. You have the telephone, we are connected, like internet. We don't need internet, we need Paramatmanet, no? Connection. It's freely and it's transcendental. So we chant purely without offenses the holy name, then purna shuddha nitya muttas binatran namanamino. So this is study of Puranjana, is process of self-realization. How we can get over that, this scarcity, this difficulty to be out of the conception, I'm this body, everything belongs to me, this is my wife, this is my son, this is my house, this is my mobile, this is my BlackBerry, this is that. Everybody wants to accumulate things in this way is forgetting Krishna. No? Once time Prabhupada was in lay member house with some sannyasis, I think he was his servant also. So here in India tradition, they welcome very nice, you know, Prabhupada, and they introduce the family, the mahant of the house, no, the owner of the house, Grihastha, say, oh, this is my wife, this is my mother, this is my son, this is my grandson, this is my nephew, this is my relative, la, 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 la. Big Sangha. Prabhupada, fold the hands. And when they go, Prabhupada told the sannyasis, this is my old sexual life. Because by products, as one, you have some wife, you want to enjoy. So, a marriage without sons is like a garden without flowers. Should be there, no? But for the enjoyment of Krishna. So we should be very aware to be here in Vrindavan and have the right consciousness. Because I have noticed that sometimes when this temple was, the opening of this temple was 75, no? Prabhupada did the arti for Krishna Valaram himself. So Prabhupada say, I remember years ago, I gave a class, a Bhagavatam class, and I put some tape recorder, Prabhupada giving a class here in Vrindavan. Why we spend so many millions or thousands of dollars in making these nice temples, not only in Vrindavan, Vrindavan is our home, but all over the world, to give a chance to ken this rascal and to see Krishna and associate with Vaishnavas. Mama baba bhak bhakto mangyaji nanamaskuru. Otherwise, no need temple. Temple is congregational. The people, they can take this wonderful darshan, Gornitai, Krishna Valaram, Rahasyama Sunda, Dita Vishaka, Tulsi Devi, then Prabhupada Samadhi, and be enlightened by the association of the devotees. Satsanga. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Hoi, Lhava Mata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. So if we came to Vrindavan, is to be associated in the proper mood. Prabhupada say, Vrindavan is not for enjoyment, not looking around. You strive to become, focus your mind in the activities, transcendental activities in Vrindavan, offer some service, is not to go out fishing to find a husband or to find a lady and use gopi perfume with nice sarees. When the gopis, they dress so nicely, they are only for the pleasure of Krishna. So Prabhupada make this wonderful international society for Krishna consciousness as an opportunity to bring all over the world the sincere souls and be practicing Krishna consciousness, means Krishna Nusilanam. Krishna Nusilanam means the process of bhayana kriya, engaging bhayana in devotional service. Because as soon as you engage in bhakti, in devotional service, all distress will going on away. No? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Yana Gyati Asubairayam Yana Chat Hai Tukam. Janang came immediately, and Vairagyan, detachment. So by the potency of the holy name and the mercy of Guru, then you can clean the heart. And when the heart is clean, when the mirror is clean, it's okay, it's clean. Then you continue releasing rasa. So you are very fortunate. You come to Vrindavan, you are in Vrindavan Dhan, but please try to see Vrindavan with a proper vision. Vrindavan is not a place for enjoyment, Prabhupada said. Vrindavan is a place for tapasya, to increase our brata, to increase our number of chanting, the quality of our chanting. As you must increase the quality of chanting Mahamantra Hare Krishna, you will feel purified. Today I chant 34 rounds and I feel very insignificant. Prabhupada says 64, but we was very fallen. Prabhupada was Patita Pavan, savior of the fallen. Then 32, you can. Then 16, but at least 16. But it's not that I finish my round, you throw the japa, I go for pizza. No. You go more for Namaruchi. Namaruchi means taste the holy name. It's not to be chant, it's got to be drink. Raghunath Das Goswami say, when you are attached to the holy name, is drinking is coming from the ears, from here, from the mouth. Namaruchi. Ruchi means taste. So if we don't have taste for Krishna, we go to happen saying that Puranjana. It was a tart for women. It was a tart, you know, to enjoyment, to the path of Karma Kanda. Because there are two paths. Pavriti Marga, Nivriti Marga. Pavriti Marga means, you know, material enjoyment, prescribed according to Vedic injunction, of course. But Nivriti Marga means Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. So, Krishna consciousness to control the senses, whatever may be in the asana that we are. No? This is yoga process. How you can be a yogi or a yogini if you don't control the senses? Always the demanding, the impelling of the objects of the senses, as they say the sloka, two nostrils, two eyes, two a mouth, like that. So the eyes want to see, the nostrils they want to smell, the mouth they want to speak and they want to taste. So how you can control the tongue? Is there? Rupa Goswami is explained, Rupa Deshanrita. No? Vacho vegan, mana sakrodha vegan, udaro pasta vegan. First the sin is to control the tongue. Control the tongue means bring to the platform of stability, equilibrium of the consciousness. There are two functions of the tongue. Speak and taste. So instead of giving blah 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 kata, you can engage the tongue in Krishna kata. Krishna kata, you can speak all day. Otherwise, mauna vrata. And enjoy, yes, enjoy prasad in the association of devotees. So everything is there. So the obstacles to advance in bhakti, in our bhakti bhajan, is given by Rupa Goswami. Atihara payasa sya prayalpa nigrama graha jana sangha chalaulian cha sabi bhakti vinashati. No? Jana sangha chalaulian cha. No? Associate with devotees, jana sangha, sadhu sangha. And try to see, you know, Krishna as it is. So for that you need to pray. You should be very humble to pray to the Lord. Please, Krishna, allow me to see you, because Krishna is a jita, inconquerable. Only you can see Krishna by the mercy of Guru. So, Krishna is in our heart. Isvara Sarva Bhutanam is a witness. Everybody here, he knows, Krishna knows position of everybody of us. So Krishna will reciprocate according to our surrender. No? Tadami buddhi yogantang yena mangupayantite. buddhi yogan. And Krishna will give intelligence to come to him closer. He's more interested to that we are to his lotus feet. But when we are not chanting sometimes in the proper mood. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Please Krishna, engage me in your service. No, please Krishna, engage you in my service. No, it's not like that. So be humble. Trinata pisuni che na tadora pis ahisuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sahadahari. So, Srila Prabhupada has given every sin. He's given the holy name, he's given the society of devotees, he's given the worship of Tulsi, he makes society of Brahmanas. What to speak of Brahmanas? They become Vaishnavas. We're trying to be the servant of Vaishnava. So, Prabhupada disciples, we have the responsibility to keep the legacy or spiritual understanding of Prabhupada, the Prabhupada Siksha in the center. Because for the generations to come, some of us are secting disciples, but anyway, the new devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, disciples, they should keep also the legacy. The legacy of Prabhupada should go to them, and you should read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said, at least you read 2 hours daily my books. But if you are not reading Prabhupada's books, then how you can understand, you know, Prabhupada's message? You are not surrendered to Guru. How you can, you know, hope to advance in Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is not a sentimental process. Prabhupada make this international society for Krishna consciousness, not international society for society consciousness, but for Krishna consciousness. So Krishna should keep in the center, and we should try to control the sense and not enjoy whatever may be in the ashram. Householder not have license to enjoy, but to teach, be good partners both together, to have nice Krishna consciousness. Children, nice house, become Krishna conscious, worship the deity, etc. And control. A boy used to be a victim of Maya. How you can do that? As Yayadvaita Maharaj say, as Krishna say, with practice and determination. Determination should be there. Enthusiasm, passion, but determination. And you can control. You came one day, you wake up for Mangalarti. It's hard, it's difficult, 3 o'clock, but oh, I have a meeting with Krishna, with the devotees, with the deities. Then it becomes a natural sin, becomes natural. Taste for the holy name, Nama Ruchi. And control, you know, the temptations of the material world. What is that mantra? Yalasan harate pachayam kurmongan nivasarvasaha indriyani indriyate tebhyas tasya prangna prajishitaha. Tasya prangna, indriyani. You should control the senses as the torto. It's called torto. Torto, you know, he retains his limbs under. ¿Cómo se dice caparazón? How you say the conch, the shell, right? So, the same way. Maya is there. So in the sannyasi ashrams, the same thing. Temptation is there. But how you deal with it? How you should deal with the other part? Same thing, but for a woman. Oh, is my mother. He can be my granddaughter, but I look her as my mother, as a gopi, to be enjoyed by Krishna. I don't have the right to enjoy. But because as soon as this speed of enjoyment came to the mind, the third step is you want to go to the action, to conclude that plan, you know, in the kitchen of the mind. So Sankhya should cut that knot, Hridaya grantees. That's the problem. That we are not advancing. First, we are not chanting purely, and we are not detached of the sense of gratification. Because everybody wants to be a controller, everybody wants to be an enjoyer. But the only enjoyer is Krishna, and the only controller is Purushottam Krishna, Isvara Sarva Bhutanam. So, I request all of you, you are coming to this Vrindavanam, be serious. Take tapasya. Prabhupada said Vrindavan is for doing tapasya, not for enjoyment. Visit the Prabhupada's Radha Damodar Bayan Kutir. Prabhupada live there eternally. It's a very sacred place. Like this is Samadhi Mandir. Go there. Try to take benefits of association with the Parikrama, with the Samadhi. We have nice program. This Vrindavan Yatras developed very nicely. New devotees from all over the world coming to recharge the batteries and go preach. Vrindavan is not to enjoy. So familiarity with the Dham is very dangerous. because we don't have the spiritual vision. Our relation with Guru is our relation with the Dham, with the Nam, with the Leela. Different relation increase. Relation between disciple and Guru increase as soon as you are more surrendered. Then Krishna will reveal. That's why he say, Yasyareve Paravakti, Yatareve Tataguru, Tasyante Hitatitata Prakashante Mahamanaha. What that means? Those who are sincere souls, who are surrendered to Krishna and Guru, all the benign knowledge they have been revealed in the heart. It's not by reading, it's not by pandit. There are many pandits, you know, Mayavadis. But Mahaprabhu say, Mayavadi Vasya Sunile Hoive Sarvanas. Not associated with them. Mayavadi Krishna Paradi. So we are following of Rupa Goswami, we are following of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has given so many books. This is story of Puranjana, very elaborate. Bhaktivedanta Purpas Devainam for 5 chapters. He has described specifically how, you know, the gates of the body, in this allegorical description. Please read Prabhupada's books. Please read Bhagavad Gita. Please read Upanishad Rita. And then you can to a point to Krishna Lila. But not jump like the monkeys. Vrindavan is to enjoy Radha Krishna Lila. But Radha Krishna Lila is a high topic. Is there? Is there? Krishna Aska Viras Goswami say, we need to have some taste. Because you are not showing, you are not attracted. Whatever, by Sesika Prabhu, I was doing Sankirtan also in Venezuela. Prabhupada came in 75, who was very merciful to be associated with His Divine Grace in morning walks. At that time I was professor of mathematics in university, but Prabhupada told me in a morning walk, you don't need mathematics at the time of death. You should surrender right now to Lord Chaitanya. That's what I did. Because we are wandering for Guru. We are in Trango, like Puranjana. And Guru came and he said, oh yes, Guru Dev, yes Prabhupada. Not today, tomorrow. It's Atatto Brahma Ginyasa. Not for tomorrow, it's today. That we have many attachments. That's the problem. The knots of the heart, the knots of the mind. So how you can get rid of that? With practice and determination. So then Vrindavan Dham can be revealed as it is. No? That's why Krishna Aska Viras Goswami say, you are not showing, nobody is interested in attraction. As much you show, as much you sell. In Sankirtan. You show books, then you get, you know, possibility to sell books. I show book. As we translate in BBT, Spanish BBT, this book, a small booklet, it's called Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness of Swarudramara Maharaj. He was the only disciple in the Prabhupada's presence who wrote a book Prabhupada liked very much. So we print 5,000 copies in 2010, 2 years ago. It's been sold. Now we are going to Manipur to celebrate a congress of Bhaktivedanta Institute. I belong from Bhaktivedanta Institute. We are going to hold an international congress on Vedanta and science. So Prabhupada established this institution, academic institution in ISKCON, because Prabhupada wants his devotees, his followers to be Brahmins. Brahmin means should we know how to defeat that Mayavadi philosophy. If you see even the Prabhupada mantra, Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pachyatya Nisatarina. Nirvisesa conception. Darwin theory, the theory that everything came from a Big Bang. This scientific, you know, conception of life, like Puranjana, this pure materialistic way. So Prabhupada told us to preach against these false conceptions of life. The life came from life. And we should be preached. And we are preaching for the last 35 years to Nobel laureates, to different academic forums. And we see the results by the mercy of Prabhupada. Slowly, slowly they are changing, you know, his mentality. No? We are presenting scientific way Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is the supreme scientist. So we are fortunate to be here in Vrindavan, but we should be very carefully, not be familiar with Vrindavan. But to pray that Krishna and Radharani will reveal to you every sin by the mercy of Guru. Every sin came by the mercy of Guru. No? Yasyat prasada, Bhagavan prasada, yasyat prasada, nagati kutopi. Because Guru should be easy to aid, is a representative of Krishna. Tadbi yanartan sagurun eva vigachet, sotriyam brahmanistan. It's fixed. So if we are trying to take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev, then Krishna will be revealed to you every sin. So please take Vrindavan as a great opportunity to make strong advancement in Krishna consciousness, and then go and preach to others. Not stay here in Vrindavan, you don't have the proper consciousness. But do service, try to engage as much as you can, oh my Prabhu, because Vaishnava Seva is very important. Vrindavan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavata say, in this Kali Yuga age, there are only three sins. Compassion for the Jiva, taste for the holy name, and serving to Vaishnavas. So, what is the time? So, I will stop here. Thank you very much. If there are some questions, I will be... Not questions? Yes? Anyway, you can speak. Very grateful question. This is, as I say, as Prabhupada say, is an allegorical description. So allegorical representation that Narada Muni was telling Parinivasa Sad about his own condition. So he used the story of Puranjana. So far is a real story. It's not been described if it's real or not. But anyway, whatever I say is by the Prabhupada's mercy. So we stop here for Prasad. Srimad Bhagavatam Granthara Ashkiyai, Srila Prabhupada Ashkiyai.